From McEwen, let's go to Jason Adams because it's always a busy time in greyhound racing. And Jason, you've sent through some notes, and I couldn't believe it when I saw this. 100 days to the $1 million Melbourne Cup.
It's sickening, isn't it? How quickly time goes. I mean, it's only seems not too long ago. We're witnessing Koblenz win it late last year, and all of a sudden it's on our doorstep already. 100 days to go. So that's on November 26th. And, of course, part of those stretch of five Saturday nights here in Victoria, which is just going to be magic. So looking forward to that. The preludes of the Cup kick off on October 13th. And also later today, we're going to announce the annual community sweep, of course, an opportunity for clubs of any sort across the state to get involved and have a chance of winning a share of $13,000 in prize money. So keep an eye on our social channels later on today for the information around that.
Yeah, can't wait. What a build-up it will be. And speaking of a build-up, we've got the Victorian Greyhound of the Year Awards tomorrow night. Now, there's a big battle going on, and there's some differences of opinions. Who are you with? Who will be crowned the Victorian Greyhound of the Year?
Yeah, I've heard the chatter during the week, and especially on with George and Gareth on Tuesday, and I mean, it's hotly contested. I mean, we speak about the Victorian Greyhound of the Year, it's probably going to end up being one of the sprinters, whether that's Aston Rupee or Wowshe's Fast, and people are even building a really strong case for Ferdinand Boy. But given I am on the panel, I can't really say a heap into which way I lean towards, but I would be quite surprised if it wasn't either Aston Rupee or Wowshe's Fast, given the year that they had. Of course, it's the financial year, and they were two of the clear best sprinters from at least a city class point of view. We had Ferdinand Boyce, as we mentioned, but a lot of his come on the provincial circuit. Great year, and unfortunately for him, a lot of his best work come in the latter half of the financial year prior, so he can't really be judged on what he did then, but it's going to be hotly contested, and I'm sure it's going to create plenty of conversation, whoever the winner is.
All right. And if you disagree, you know where to contact Jason Adams, who's on the panel. Hey, talking about big races, the national finals are coming up very, very soon at Wentworth Park. How's the Vic representation?
Well, we had the state finals last week. Dusty Birdsky was very good in the sprint final. So he's drawn box two in the national finals Saturday week at Wentworth Park. He's about a $5.50 chance. I think he's been a little bit disrespected. So look, he's going up to Wentworth Park this Saturday night, the trial. So we'll learn a lot more about how he handles Wentworth Park in that pursuit. He has been interstate before when he went up to Queensland not too long ago and seemed to handle that quite well, although not having a lot of success on the racetrack. So he's flying the flag from the sprint point of view. For the stayers, we had Moraine Susie win the distance race last week. She goes through. She's got a huge motor, and Brendan Purcell's done a terrific job with her transition to the staying ranks, and also Gypsy Wild. So she goes through as the wild card. I think she's a $14 chance for the distance final. I don't think the market has read the play here because she had a month off leading into that distance final last week. She only had to compete to go through to the final, given she was the highest-ranked greyhound from a staying point of view. So to me, the Dallies would have had her in just to qualify. She'd be cherry ripe next Saturday night. So that's how I read the play, and I don't think $14 is a fair price. I think I'll be certainly having something on her in that distance final Saturday week.
I like it. Anything else we should be backing?
Anything else? There was one tonight at Sandown, race 8, number 1, but she's a bit short, Patriot Earhart. So the other one I didn't mind was race 10, number 2, Rickard and Ricky. Gets an inside draw. He's been absolutely desperate for that. It's a smaller field as well. So I think $3.30 is a reasonable price for him.
Good on you, Jace. Have a good week. Enjoy the awards. We'll catch up next week.
Cheers, Michael. Well done.